Welcome to the Leeds Church Institute podcast. LCI is a faith-based organisation for lifelong learning. To find out more about the Leeds Church Institute, visit lcileeds.org. Today's podcast is taken from the Leeds Lent Prayer Diary launch event, and we hear from Reverend Shona Shaw, Council Member for LCI and Co-Minister at Moortown Baptist Church.
We're about to eat together, but before we do, I'd like to turn our attention to another meal, and you can see it on the screen. A meal that took place in the home of Mary and Martha in Bethany. Jesus was welcomed as a guest by Martha. And I imagine this would have caused a bit of commotion in any home. It certainly would have done in my home. Opening your house to Jesus probably meant opening your home to the village. Exciting, yes, but that's a lot of work. And as was the custom then, the burden of hospitality, and some might argue still is now, preparing the home and the meal, well, that was women's work. Martha knows what she's offering when she invites Jesus to her house. But between the two of them, Martha and her sister Mary, they will be able to look after the guests. It's doable. But something does not go to Martha's plan. And we can see what is happening in this image. We see Martha's sister Mary, instead of serving the guests alongside her sister, has taken her place at Jesus' feet, listening to what he says, leaving Martha watching on, hanging back behind the pillar, her face showing perhaps puzzlement and maybe even envy at her sister's actions. To put this in context, Mary has assumed the position of a man, placing herself before us. She communicates to all that she is there to learn from Jesus and participate in the discussion. No longer a bystander in a supporting role, Mary positions herself as a disciple. Mary's actions speak louder than words. She remains silent in this story, and in this image, her face is actually turned away from us. We may speculate that Martha has attempted to bring her sister back into the kitchen to help, but this has been unsuccessful because Martha is now appealing to Jesus. Lord, don't you care that my sister is leaving all the work to me? Tell her to come and help me. It's a loaded question and a veiled accusation. Don't you care? Jesus' response is strange, isn't it? Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted about many things. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. Rather than taking Martha's side, Jesus challenges her about being worried and upset about many things. Jesus challenges Martha's choice and compares it to Mary's. In doing so, Jesus affirms Mary's actions rather than sending her back to the kitchen. We don't know if Martha has to get on and finish the preparation without her sister. We assume she does. It seems unfair. They still had to eat a meal. All the preparation was necessary. And with Martha, I want to say to Jesus, I didn't realise there was a choice. A choice between preparing the meal and sitting with you, Jesus, participating in the discussion. You see, Martha could not see a choice. As a woman, she was expected to get on with the meal whilst the men would sit and talk. But from Jesus' perspective, there was a choice, as much for Martha as for everyone else in that room. And when we look at the image with kingdom eyes, freed of cultural expectation, there are plenty of men in the room who there could have helped that day. Martha was showing her love for Jesus in the way she'd been taught. But Mary had seen an opportunity to do something differently, and she took it. This Lent, in the prayer diary, we pray for all of you who faithfully show hospitality to Jesus in running groups, giving advice, sharing resources, teaching skills, and spending love and quality time with those whose society affords little space and few choices. In praying together as Christians in Leeds, we choose to take our place in the household of Christ Jesus. Like Mary and Martha, we choose to have our relationships reordered as we submit to the head who is Christ Jesus. And through Lent, we choose to share in every opportunity that demonstrates the joys and the sufferings of being a disciple of Jesus Christ. For we serve together as brother and sister. We serve the one who stretches out his arms in welcome, that the whole world might find a place at his table. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast from the Leeds Church Institute. To find out more about the Leeds Church Institute, visit lcileeds.org.